Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past, nor in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. To call in for that free angel guidance, that call-in number is 646-716-694. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, once again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I'd like to thank you so much for listening in. Again, whether you're listening on computer or by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you downloaded the show for free from iTunes, no matter where you're listening from, a big hello. So, here we are at the beginning of 2014. We're so full of promise and the feeling that anything is possible as we begin a brand new year. You know, with the closing of one year and the beginning of another, many people make lots of promises that next year will be different. We often think it's going to be different for relationships, different for careers, different for our health regimes. You know, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise more. And, you know, just because a new year dawns, we may not have any more clarity as to how we are actually going to make those different things a reality for us. Through my business, Angel Healing House, I've been helping clients transform their view of life and to gain newfound clarity. And with this newfound change, it's extraordinary, but then their realities begin to change. If you want your reality to change, you must start changing from within. And if you would like to create a very different life for yourself in 2014, remember that you certainly cannot create a new life with the same old tools that did not work the year before. If you need some new tools, and if you need angelically channeled insights and messages on creating your new life or a life that is a little bit more improved, you can book my intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions, or you can book an angel meeting with me. You can call me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. And that number for me, Claire Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House is once again 831-277-3716. But do call after the show. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, House.com. And that Angel Healing House is all one word. You know what? Your new life is just waiting for you to step forward and make the first step toward manifesting it into reality. Also, I just sent out my January Angel Healing House channeled angel newsletter. So if you'd like to receive these angelic insights on topics that can help us all live in clarity and peace and joy, please send me your request and also your email and with your email address to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Oh, just one other thing. I haven't mentioned this many times before, but I do have an Angel Healing House Facebook page, and if you are a fan of Angel Healing House, if you listen to the programs, if you've tuned in, I would love you to go to my Angel Healing House Facebook page. It's filled with lovely angel reminders and quotes of what the angels are always reminding us, and with my newsletters and different things on there, and I would love you to give the page a like. That's, again, Angel Healing House Facebook page. I see that we have several callers on the line. The first one that's going to be picked up is 256, so please hold on, 256, for those free angel readings. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And our topic of the day is the key to the new age is your passion. So let's see what this is all about. So before the Posse of Angels wants us to ask why so many of us are so determined to look for our purpose in life. Okay, so they're not talking about passion now. They're actually talking about purpose. Why do so many of us wonder this in life? In fact, they're asking me to list the things that I do. Okay, well, here I go. I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a radio host, a writer, an author, and that's only in the last 10 years. If I would go back to my past, I was a pianist. I was an artist. I owned a coffee shop. I have a diploma in education. I taught elementary school for many years. And I know what they're doing. Hold on a minute. I get it. The Posse of Angels is stressing how many people look for their life's singular purpose and not their life purposes. But how can there be so many purposes for us when we are told to look for our singular purpose in life? And this is the direction that the Posse of Angels wants to go in today with today's topic. You know, finding direction in life is a path that we all get to travel, and nobody gets out of this physical incarnation unscathed, posed to be doing. Many like myself who have discovered our direction in life, I got to tell you, it feels like I'm living heaven on earth in every single second. And for 10 years, I have been helping my clients also to find that direction inside of them and so they can transform their lives to living heaven on earth. And for those of us who have not discovered it yet, the Posse of Angels is saying that they're actually going to tell us today where to look for that direction. Okay, but there's a little bit of a caveat here. The Posse of Angels will tell you where to look for your purpose in life, but they will share that with you by telling you what's preventing you from being able to look in the first place. You know, once again, those clients of mine who are hanging on to anger and sadness, bitterness, regret, resentment, unforgiveness, judgment, they're locking themselves in that prison of the past while they're merely reacting to life. And those people that are worrying and lack and stress and trying to control are living in an imagined future that have not happened yet. And it's only by releasing and making peace of the past and surrendering to God and the angels, the how and the when of life working out, did my clients and students, they finally realize that the only way to discover their direction in life is by living in the only moment to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. Okay, for it's only in the present moment where one can receive the signs that God and the angels, they're always sending us signs. In fact, I've said this before in my program many times, the angels have no other purpose in life but to facilitate the fulfillment of our dreams by sending us signs. For it's only in the present moment where one can receive those signs to fulfill their heartfelt wishes and desires and joyfully travel their journey of life. By living only in the now, can we be present to experience again, the magic of life happening. Life in the present moment is so important because that's the only moment that we get to actually engage in life. And so much of the engaging of our life happens as a result of the magic that is sent to us through the signs that the angels send us. For instance, a few months after my spiritual awakening in 2003, I began asking the Posse of Angels to show me signs as to what my purpose in life was. And shortly after, I began to draw signs around me in reference to Reiki. You know, I'd never heard of Reiki before. One day I went to a massage, and the masseuse was a Reiki master. A few days after, one of my employees, at that time I owned a coffee shop, he came into work so excited because he completed his Reiki 1 certificate on the weekend. And then shortly after that, a nurse who I knew and had not seen for a while, I bumped into her, and I found out that she was a Reiki master teacher. Every time Reiki was mentioned, I got the all-over goosebumps and shivers of confirmations of truth for the direction that I needed to step forward on the path to fulfilling my purpose. Now, angel signs can be conveyed to us in so many ways. The messages contained in lyrics of songs, or perhaps in the clues that we see in different license plates that we follow. You know, months ago, actually this was 4 months ago, I was getting many, many references to TV. And actually, the sign where a car actually went in front of me, and the license plate was YOUTV. And then I finally figured out that the Posse of Angels and God wanted me to make YouTube videos. So I'm now up to 13 YouTube videos, and I'm putting my newsletters and these wonderful channeled information on YouTube so everybody can not only hear me, but they can see me as well. And you can go to my Claire Candy Hoff channel on the YouTube. Just type in Claire Candy Hoff, and those many YouTubes will come up if you'd like to see them. So there are different signs that the angels will send us in order to help us to step forward and to be able to figure out what that purpose or direction in life for us is. Now, the more we can stop pushing and controlling life and allowing God and the angels to show us signs on how and when to step forward to the answer to our prayers, then the path actually becomes one of ease and one of grace, and our life truly does flow. So far we've learned that our first key to find our purposes in life is to know where to look, and that's to live only in the present moment so that we can engage fully in the magic in life, in the magic of God's grace, through the signs that the angels send us. And the second important key to finding your purpose is to be open to receive in the divine way and timing that God wants us to receive, not only for the greatest good of ourselves, but certainly for the greatest good of all concerned. Before we go on and speak more about finding those clues as to how we can step forward and find that those purposes in life that would be so fulfilling to us and so and make our lives so rich. Let's go to the phone line. 256, you're holding for Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm very well, Kimberly. How are you, and Happy New Year?
Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year. Do you have any... I really don't like to call them resolutions, but,
I have an intention to be more mindful and do better in all things. That's it.
Oh, isn't that lovely? I always like the saying that when we do make our wish lists or whether we do put down our dreams to be fulfilled, I'm always careful to say two things. One is, this or something better, and then
right.
I say for myself and the greatest good of all concerned, because you know a lot of times people ask for money, they ask to bet their financial situation, and I always get a little bit cringy, you know, and I think to myself, well, if somebody has to die in order for for you to get inheritance or for something bad to work out in order for you to get the money, I say always put on that, that little postscript for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned.
Okay.
And that helps enormously because then it's like, okay, whatever came along, it was for the best of everyone. And so, you know,
right.
Then you can breathe a sigh of relief, that kind of thing. So what are you looking forward to most, Kimberly, in 2014?
I am looking for changes, just a change in my career, a change in my dwelling place. I'm just looking for a change.
Okay, dwelling place. You know, so many of us are living in homes which have become energetically too small for us. I mean, my husband, Pete, and I, we live in a lovely home. There's nothing wrong with it. And there's plenty of space for the two of us, but that's on a physical plane. Energetically,
right.
we feel like it's time to move on. It feels like a coat that has become too small for us, and we're busting out. It's like we're busting out of it. The Posse of Angels are saying to you, Kimberly, to stay in the moment and watch for those angel signs. Have you noticed any references yet as to places to move?
Not yet.
Okay. Things for many of us have not become clear yet as to that we know that we're moving. That's number one. We know in our hearts that we're moving on from the places that we're living in, but yet we haven't been given any clues or any signs. The Positive Angels want me to tell you and myself and everybody else that we're in a bit of, I'm not going to say a holding pattern in January, but it seems like 2014 has started off in a bit of a lull. And they're saying that this lull is giving us an opportunity to detox. It's giving us an opportunity to declutter. Because if you moved today, okay, a lot of us, if we were given the signs, okay, you have to be out of your house, let's say, in a few days, we would say, oh, my gosh, I don't want to move with all this junk. I have to have a garage sale. I have to give away to Goodwill. I have to clean out my closet. You know, there are clothes there that I don't wear anymore, whatever it is. This January is giving us an opportunity to declutter our closets, declutter our lives, you know. And even if you have cleaned out your closets, it's a perfect opportunity to clutter your computer, to, you know, get rid of old emails, you know, go into your files and see things that you don't use anymore. It's a perfect opportunity. And the reason the Posse of Angels is telling us to do this is because of the new that's going to be coming in as we get through February and certainly in March. They're saying March is one of those months where so many new things will be revealed to us. But now it's like this wonderful blessing that we're given, the time to declutter our lives. And the other D word they're giving me is detox. With all the changes that are coming in March, it's really important that we have enough energy to do all the things that are going to physically manifest. Because every time we've dreamed something, we've wished, we've pleaded or begged or cried for something, it's going to manifest. Maybe perhaps not in the way, shape, or form that we thought it's going to manifest, but we have to have the strength to be able to deal with that. And, you know, that means, you know, being mindful of not eating so much sugar. If you're anything like me, especially after the holiday with all of those candy canes and my husband and I had this beautiful large fruit mousse cake that we devoured. And it was just, you know, I don't deny myself during the holidays. And then afterwards, it's like,
me
okay, you know, enjoy the holidays, but do get back on track of all those things. So it's actually a very exciting time that the Posse of Angels are saying, and they're giving us that time to declutter and detox. This is another thing that they're saying to do, Kimberly. While you're cleaning out your closets, because we are pure intention, do it with the intention of, oh, my gosh, my new closets in my new house are going to be so organized and they're going to be so spacious. And, oh, I've already envisaged a walk-in closet for myself, a huge walk-in closet, you know, that kind of thing. You know, so I know a lot of people have so much clutter. And, to help, put out a box, you know, or boxes, the ones for Goodwill, the ones to pass on to friends and family, and the ones to sell on eBay. I mean, you know, all those things, you know, to just move things out. And, of course, once we move things out of our life, what are we actually doing? We're creating space for the new to come in.
Right.
And so from a feng shui point of view, that's a great way to joyously do it. And if you really need help doing it, a lot of times I tell people, light candles, throw open the windows, put on your best bopping and dancing music, whether that's, you know, Donna Summer disco or whether that's AC/DC rock music or whether that's Bach or Mozart, do it with joy, not, oh, I got to clean out my house, because that's the kind of energy you will give to your the energies that you're cleaning with. So,
okay.
So let's look for changes in your career and your dwelling place. Certainly with today's topic and about, you know, as we've touched on angel signs, the Apostle of Angels are saying, you become even more vigilant, Kimberly, as to what area they want you to move in. Now, while I'm shuffling the cards, I'm getting, are you moving within state or out of state?
It's in state.
Okay, right. Yeah, they're showing me it's not terribly far from where you are now.
Okay.
And they're saying, yeah, just be vigilant and be in the present moment, and it'll become very clear to us certainly as time goes on. You know, those of us that have done the work, we've cleared our karma, we've cleared our emotional baggage and all that. We do live in the present moment. We do engage in life. And sometimes we second-guess ourselves because if there are no signs that are there yet, we think, oh, I missed something. But we haven't really missed anything. It's just that it's not the divine timing for us to be presented with those signs yet. So let's go to the cards and see what comes up. The lovely Kimberly. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay.
Mm.
Page of Pentacles is saying that there will be an opportunity that's going to be given to you. In what area do you most want to get into for your career?
Management, administration.
Okay, management, administration. And are you currently in a field that you love?
Not anymore. I've been teaching, but that's not necessarily my passion.
Okay. What is your passion? Because today's topic
is the healing arts. I've applied to Life University Chiropractic School, so my passion has always been the healing arts.
Okay. Well, they're saying that the more you focus on that, and you know what, this just boomeranged in. You might even something might be presented to you that you might be the management for a healing center.
Wow. Okay.
I just got shocked. Management for, wouldn't that be lovely? Because you can be not only the manager there, but you could also facilitate your love of massage or energy work or any of the other modalities that you might consider. And you might be able to to work there as well. Oh my gosh! So they're saying, yes, management, because you are a leader. You're a, they're saying that you have this, you have this leadership energy about you, and to be able to inspire others. That's what you're actually doing. You're inspiring others. So they're saying. Put that into your daily reflection, your intention, and they actually want you to write, thank you for this wonderful opportunity that is coming to me of being able to be in management and marrying that with the healing art.
Okay,
that really does feel good. Thank you, Posse. That's lovely. So, Page of Pentacles is a message, that a message is going to come to you about an opportunity for you to financially, materially better, you know, make those changes in your career and to be able to step forward in that which you love doing and that which is your passion, which is the healing arts. Okay, the second one, this is lovely. That's such a pretty reading. Well, this next one is the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups comes in, it's filled with joy, but it's the joy that's associated with past karmic connections. And they're saying that that you're going to be drawing to yourself in this regard to stepping forward in your career. And it might, okay, now it's coming together. This job opportunity and this career, it seems like this will actually determine where you're going to be living. It's like it will be presented in a location, in some place that you hadn't even considered before. And it's going to be like, they're showing me like little fireworks, like it's going to be exploding. Not only the changes in your career, but the changes in your dwelling space at the same time.
Wow.
Okay, so they're saying, look out for those people from your past who are going to be coming back again, either in this incarnation or they might be people from previous incarnations, but they're certainly going to be re-entering your life as connections to present you with opportunities to be able to step forward with your new career and a new dwelling place as well. Yeah, that really does feel like the career will come first, and then the dwelling place will then come after that. It's like you're going to be settled in your career. The next part that's coming out is the Chariot. The Chariot is the number 7. Okay, let me see what they're saying about this. The Chariot is about, and it couldn't be any clearer, because the Chariot is about moving. It often is about not only moving businesses or moving in your career, but it's about moving homes. This couldn't be any more as a distinct reading is what's coming up for you. But they're saying, don't hurry it. Many of us that have been laying a foundation of, you know, what we love doing and what we have been striving for and intentions, and we've cleared and cleansed ourselves, it's now we're in the year that this is going to happen. Don't think it's not going to happen this year. And it's as close as March for us to all as a collective consciousness to step forward and have this happen to us. So this is a very, very exciting time of 2014, and they're saying to not rush it, to savor every moment as it is unfolding for us. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kimberly.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, you have the most amazing Happy New Year, Happy 2014.
I will.
I would love to hear. How this year unfolds to you. You can always send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, you take care of yourself, and God bless you.
You too.
Take
God
care,
bless
bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. And in that reading, there were so many things that came out that were not specifically for Kimberly, but there were for so many of us and the Posse of Angels. Before I go on with today's reading, they want me to reiterate what came out as a result of Kimberly's call. Number one, January of this year, as they said, we are in a time, it's not a void, and it's not even holding us back. We're never held back timing for something to happen, as they have to put all the puzzle pieces in place in order for the grand picture, in order for that to be seen by us. So they're saying we are now given a time to detox your body. I've had shows before where I've spoken about how we can detox our body. Detox our body by giving up wheat, by giving up a dairy, by giving up sugar, you know, all of those things. Or if you can't give it up completely, then to really scale it back down. Eat natural, whole foods that are fresh, that are organically grown, that are not GMOs, that are not sprayed with pesticides. you know, cut down on the artificial flavoring, coloring, and preservatives. Don't eat things in boxes or you will end up in a box, that kind of thing. You know, if we can really drink fresh, purified water and not sodas and sugary drinks and things like that, if we really detox our bodies and we're really clear inside, then we will be clear enough for the universe to have no ambiguity as to how to fulfill our intentions. You know, we often plead, beg, and cry, but we're not clear enough to receive the messages from the angels. So, again, for everybody, including myself, take this time to detox our bodies. Another way you detox your body is go outside and breathe in the fresh air. Go out in nature, because it is those extraordinary energies in nature which fill us with those life-affirming, life-force energies. And we get so much from being around the green of nature and picking up those energies. Declutter your closets, because you will, many, many, many of us, I'm not saying everybody, but many of us will be moving. Many of us, as I said, are living in areas, are living in homes that are energetically too small for us, and we need to move on for the next part of our journey. But you don't want to be taking clutter with you, so that would be a very, very good idea. Take this opportunity to declutter. So those two are very, very important things that January is going to offer us. And they're saying that March is going to be a very, very pivotal month for so many of us, as we will be able to see the very, very tangible signs of our dreams, the fulfillment of our wishes and our dreams, and those longings in our hearts to be able to see, succeed at and to be able to do. If you would like to call in for that free angel advice, free angel guidance, and have your cards read, you can call into the show on 646-716-6794, and the Posse of Angels and I will look into the cards and see what 2014 might have in store for you. Now let's go on with this topic of the new age. You will create the new age by your passion. Now, the Posse of Angels, here they come, they're reminding us that once we discover this next key that they're going to be talking about to unlock the doors to discovering our purpose, we then nurture it, we will open up endless doors for ourselves to be energetically aligned with the connections, with the opportunities, and situations will foster our purposes in life. And that's right, I said purposes, because there's many things that we do. And there's many things that I do. You know, as I listed before, I'm a writer, I'm an author, I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher, I'm an angel practitioner, I have a diploma of teaching when I teach primaries, when I taught primary school. You know, there's, you know, I'm a pianist. I mean, there's so many things, and I had an art studio a long, very, very long time ago. They are all purposes. But the key of following all of these purposes is your passion, is what you love doing. In our last call, Kimberly was, in a way, controlling life because she was pushing for management position. There's nothing wrong with that, but that, to her, felt hard. When she started talking about the healing art, and getting into that, there was a lightness to her energy. Excuse me. There was a lightness to her energy. She felt as if she was lifted, and then she energetically started to shine. So it's going in the direction of your passion and nurturing it. And when we do that, we will open up endless doors for ourselves to energetically connect. So go in the direction and do what you absolutely love doing. It's so vastly important that without acknowledging it, many people live lives of quiet desperation, because what they, what what they choose to put their emphasis on is making a living instead of actually making a life. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that we have all pleaded and asked and begged and cried to the heavens for more direction on finding our purpose in life. But the funny thing is that your passion is not something that is external and that which you have to find. Your passion is by allowing what is divine and inherently given to you by God to come forth. You know, when we tap into our passion and that which we love, then we are home. Because at the very depths and core essence of your soul are love. And when we are doing what we love doing, we are on our divine divine line of truth. We're aligned with who we divinely are. We're at one. We are at home. Being on this line of truth, we then are fulfilling the divine purpose as to why we incarnated in the first place. Each of us was born with a unique passion, a gift, a talent, or an ability. It's not random, and it was not given to us by happen chance. It was gifted to us in order to joyfully and creatively radiate and shine that forth and then share it with others. The things that most separates individuals when it comes to finding their purpose is whether we reconnect with our divine eternal natures and have faith to nurture it and go forth and share it with the world. For sharing it with the world is the most important component. By helping others connect to their divine eternal natures, my clients have rekindled their energy of their faith for themselves and have gone on to experience just how joyful and limitless and magical and miraculous their lives can be. In fact, I'd like you to ask yourself, what would you do if you knew that you could not fail? What would happen if you truly let go of all preconceived ideas of what you should do and you followed your heart as to what you love doing and sharing it with the world? Don't wait for the perfect time to love what you're doing, because this nanosecond of the now is the perfect time. In fact, it's the only time we have to review our special and unique passion, step up, and to own it. In the majority of cases, this passion is something that comes effortlessly to you. This passion or talent is often something that when you do it, you lose all track of time. And the funny thing about it is that many of us would do it even if we're not getting paid. For me, listeners, this is writing. I write as a Reiki master teacher. I write as an angel practitioner. I write newsletters, YouTube, blogs, my radio programs. Writing is my passion. And when I do it, I lose all track of time and I feel like I'm home with God. So, do what you love doing, do what you love, and do what you love and are passionate about. Let's go to the phone lines and take our next caller. 570, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. It's DC, your friend. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, DC. Thank you so much for calling in. Are you freezing?
You know what? It's cold outside, but it's sunny in my soul, so I'm really, really warm.
Oh, isn't that lovely? I'm so, so happy you called in. So do you have any wishes or dreams or intentions or resolutions for 2014?
I have all of the above. I have all of the above. I just signed up. I'm going to be on Psychics Gone Wild in February.
Oh, how wonderful.
And you helped me so far, like, on my path. You're unbelievable.
Oh, you're such in love. Thank you so very
much. Yeah, I couldn't have got this far without you, Candy. You're just a phenomenal person.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Doreen.
Thank you, love. I was just wondering, do you have any messages from the angels for me?
Okay. Any area in particular you would like to look at?
Well, I guess work would be good.
Okay, let's have a look. All right. Are you currently in a space where you love what you're doing, where you love your work?
Oh, I absolutely love my work, yes.
Okay. Well, they're saying that, and I got shocked down my legs, this opportunity for you to go on Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro is going to open doors for you. I've discussed before, and the Posse of Angels are really saying that they're pointing to brochures, they're pointing to business cards, they're pointing to really getting you out there. But they're saying that you probably could have your own show by now. They're saying Blog Talk Radio for you. Put yourself out there, build it, and they will come. I know you've had that message before.
Yeah, I've had it before from you. The last reading, in fact, a while ago, was the same message, to build it and they will come. And I think with your help, that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. With your work in Reiki, with your work as a reader, with your work in so many different areas, it's just you are so ready to just, you're like a beautiful beacon of light, they're showing me. Like you're like the lighthouse, and all the boats and all the yachts and all the sails are now coming to you. It's such a beautiful vision that they've given me. So they're also patting you on the back, and they're saying how very proud they are of you, because it hasn't been an easy road, you know.
Yeah.
Some people's roads, yes, are a little bit, easier than others. But we all have our challenges. We all have our hardships. And I know why they're giving me the image of the boat, because they want me to tell everybody the best sailors don't learn to sail in calm waters. The most experienced sailors learn to sail in the roughest seas. It's those challenges and things that we had to struggle and endure and triumph over that really give us character. It strengthens our will, and that we are so much better because of it. So let's go to the cards and have a look at what is in store for my lovely D3. Let me see here.
Ah, gosh, I love the cards. I love this. It's the judgment card, which is never about judgment, but they're screaming on this card that it's a new phase, it's a rebirth for you, my dear, it's a new beginning. It's like you've taken the slate and you've completely the chalkboard of life and you've wiped everything clean. There is nothing there anymore, and with every second of 2014 as it unfolds, you're writing a new intention, a new wish, a new fulfillment, and you're creating it by your passion. That's what you're doing. But from what we created before, in 2014, we create through actioning our intentions. And when we see those signs like Jethro, we step forward. And that's what you're
definitely
doing.
Well, I have to pat you on the back and thank you for being such a wonderful teacher, Candy.
Oh, I love you so much. Thank you so much. I hope I'm not divulging too much personal information by telling everyone that DC studied Reiki 1 with me, and she's just an absolutely wonderful Reiki 1 practitioner, and it was such a joy to have our teaching session together, and I look so forward to more in the future. But also, that drawing my attention to this card here, the judgment card, which of course is not about judgment, but it's the number 2. You're starting to partner with yourself. You're starting to believe in yourself, and you're starting to really embrace your extraordinary talents as a medium, especially as a medium. They're saying,
right.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes.
Yes. Clairvoyant. Yes, psychic. But there are a lot of clairvoyants and psychics who are not mediums. You are unbelievable when it comes to bringing in messages. And they're saying, you know, that will even come more to the fore of you being able to do that. The next card is the Knight of Wands. Now, I love the Knight of Wands. He's the knight that has ants in his pants. He can't wait to move. Yes, it's movement in your career. It's movement. It could be movement in your home, but I have more of a feeling that this is movement in your career, in busting open your career, in throwing your arms open and getting out there. So it's just, it's a beautiful feeling for this card. I just want to say that that caller, 415, I just saw you come on the line again. Please do hang on. So this card is the Knight of Wands, is confirmation that this is going to lead you to this opening of this extraordinary career for you as a medium, and you couldn't get any better ending, DC. This Ace of Cups is in the emotional joy, fulfillment, harmony, that not only are you going to be bringing a new beginning to yourself, but you're going to be bringing this emotional heart opening to so many people. The Posse of Angels are saying to you, DC, bless you for all that you do, for the radiant light that you are, and for that light that you're going to be shining for others to be able to awaken and shift them, and for them to be able to shine as well. Thank you, sweetheart.
Well, thank you again, Candy. And if anybody, you know, if they're just thinking about things, I mean, they have to hook up with you, and you clear, so you know, you clear everything up, and you got me on the right path. So I can never thank you enough, and I do love you, Candy.
I do love you so much, DC. Well, you stay warm where you are. You rug up, and I'm just sending you such warm angel love and warm angel hugs. Take care of yourself, and we'll speak soon.
Okay. God bless you, Candy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you, lovely DC. And let's go to our next caller who just reappeared again. 415, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. This is Blair. This is Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica. I love her. Oh, hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. Well, I'm okay. I have some issues with my solar plexus for 2 days, and I was wondering if maybe you and the angels can help me with that, because I'm dealing with some old stories that I'd like to release.
You are dealing with some very old stories there. You are detoxing, as I mentioned before. We are in a time of detox. And, you know, even if you're not doing a cleanse, even if you're not doing that energetically, we are clearing so much. Because going to be, excuse me, Suda, because there's so much that's going to be coming to us new in 2014, we have to be squeaky clean. And you know what? This all has to do with past issues around any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment. Okay, they're pointing to judgment, unforgiveness. I don't think it's unforgiveness, but they're really pointing to the judgment, maybe some blame or some fault finding or things like this. Because immediately when you said solar plexus, it has to do with relationships, because our solar plexus, as you know, is the seat of our relationship. So,
it's definitely anger and resentment, and it's this pattern of that I put myself out there, I offer my services, I feel so passionate and excited about it, and then I don't feel the love and support back, and then I have this anger and resentment of that I don't want to share it anymore. Why am I doing this? I'm getting no support, and I can't do that. I can't have that pattern anymore. I can't be like that anymore. It doesn't work for me, but yet I can't help the anger. Hello?
Okay, Jessica, are you there?
Yeah, I lost you.
Oh, we did. Not just you, but the whole blog post is shut down. I have about 5 minutes, but the Posse of Angels are really adamant to tell you what you are doing is you're getting your identity outside of yourself. Do not do this to make money. Do not do this to be famous. Do not do this for any other reason, but you are a child of God and you're allowed to have fun, you're allowed to have play, you're allowed to create, and you're allowed to be in joy. You're not doing this. None of us have ever done this in order for an expectation, for a result outside of ourselves. We do it because of our passion. We do it because we do that which helps us to breathe and to feel alive. I have seen, you know, some of the things that you do, and you're so enthusiastic, but you're also doing it for a reason. Expect the best without having any expectations. What the posse of angels is showing me, sweetheart, is to wipe out any expectations of any success, of any fame. And when you are having fun, and when you are being creative, and when you are being a joyful little happy little creature, then abundance comes. Then you will attract abundance. They want you to go on my YouTube video, and they want you to look at a video that I put on called "You Are Famous, You Are a Success." Because they want.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Yeah.
That's who you are. Don't strive to be famous. You are that which you are. You are that which you are asking for already. Okay, time is dwindling down. As far as the anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness, I have helped people transform their lives. I would suggest that you have a session with me. If you want to get over this, let me just pull three cards for you. Okay, the first one is the Empress. In this regard, the Empress is telling it would be so beneficial for you to embrace this goddess within yourself. You are the goddess. See yourself. Go out in nature. Connect with all that is, and that empowerment fill you up and absolutely come out of you and radiate out of you, and then people will want what you're having, but you haven't embraced that yet. You're putting your emphasis on what you do in order to get back something. It's like making a living instead of making a life. The next card for you is, once you do this, you will be on calmer waters. The Six of Swords is showing that things will become on more of an even keel. Your stomach will settle. It won't be as turbulent. And the next card of you is your Queen of Cups, which is you, which is your intuitive abilities. You know all this. You just keep draining yourself by finding your identity outside of yourself. I'm sorry, Blair. Jessica. That's where we're going to have to end it now, because I'm running out of time. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry the call dropped out.
Thank you.
I'm sending you lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters, please send me your email request, to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next week, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth, and to please go out and fashion just the most amazing, beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings, Candy. Take care. Bye.